This is KGOU. Plastic bags are an environmental burden. They're not biodegradable, and Oklahoma winds can scatter them across fields, lakes, and streams. They can also gum up the works at recycling facilities. KGOU's Storm Jones reports from Norman, where city leaders are considering a fee on plastic bags.
For many, a trip to the grocery store ends by walking to the car with a basket full of food in plastic sacks. And if you toss those bags into the recycling cart after you get home, you're likely contributing to a problem for recycling facilities. Here at Batliner Recycling and other centers across the country, they don't want any plastic bags. They don't want your loose grocery sacks or even the trash bags filled with recyclables. Batliner General Manager Scott Stonebreaker's company serves several central Oklahoma towns, including Norman. He says bags regularly cause his facility to shut down.
When we go up there, you're going to see what this equipment, what these bags do.
That's what I want to see. I want to see what happens to your equipment.
That's Norman City Councilwoman Bria Clark. Stonebreaker shows her and Mayor Lynn Miller the facility.
I've gone with a hard hat and glasses where you really, really needed to have a hard hat and glasses.
A fast-moving, jumbled line of paper, plastic, and glass whizzes by the mayor, all of it sorted by a combination of large machines and human hands. Before the materials arrive at the sorting machine, one man tries to snatch as many bags as he can.
This is what we cause somebody else to have to do because we won't do what we need to do.
If they get past that worker, and many bags do, they quickly get twisted around the sorting equipment. Crystal Bennett is the Municipal Services Manager for Republic Services, the company that picks up recycling and delivers it here. She says workers have to be lowered into the machines to clean them out.
See that harness right up there? That harness is where that guy hangs, and he has to hang over this machinery and hand pull all of those bags out.
Councilwoman Clark is ready to take action. She doesn't know exactly what her proposal will look like, but she's leaning towards a 5-cent customer fee for every bag used in Norman stores.
Other countries have been doing this for years. Cities across the nation have been doing this for years. The recycling company agreed that's the general direction we're moving in, is we've got to get rid of these bags.
Shoppers in New York, Washington, D.C., Portland, Maine, and Boulder, Colorado are paying for plastic bags. And Clark says a 5-cent fee in Boulder could serve as a model for Norman.
The aspects that I like about that one is it is a fee that is split between the business to help cover costs of signage and training, and the city, which they used for environmental educational policies.
A bill in the state Senate aimed to preemptively block Norman from doing something about the city's plastic bag problem. Republican Senator James Lee Wright of Bristow introduced a bill that would have prevented municipalities from prohibiting or placing a fee on so-called auxiliary containers, which would have included plastic bags and styrofoam cups. The proposal died during the last legislative session, so Councilwoman Clark says it's time to act.
One of the arguments that I had heard from Senator Lee Wright was that Senate Bill 1465 was pro-business. It'd be too hard to have communities handling plastic bags in different ways throughout the state. But then if you want to talk about pro-business, this business is suffering because of plastic bags.
Clark says a proposal could include an exception for low-income families, but she admits it would take time for Norman residents to get used to the change. On a pleasant Sunday afternoon near the Sprouts grocery store, shopper Lynn Snope of Norman was not enthusiastic about the idea of a bag fee.
I think they should keep out of it. I think let's keep things simple. No more red tape and hoops to jump through.
Both the state and Norman Chambers of Commerce say it's too early to comment on the proposal. The Oklahoma Grocers Association and Senator Lee Wright did not respond to requests for an interview. Councilwoman Clark hopes a city committee will take the plastic bag issue on in the next few months to eventually get a proposal before the city council. She says council action might not even include a fee, but she says something has to be done.
I think it's an easy step that Norman can take to continue to be a leader in recycling policies in the state of Oklahoma.
In the meantime, she urges people, if you use plastic bags, please put them in the trash bin, not the recycling. For KGOU, I'm Storm Jones.